You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Labor Party leader Anthony Albanese's recent near-death experience changed his perception to life and his career. The opposition leader says he resolved to make every day count after escaping a serious car crash earlier in the month. In announcing a wide-ranging frontbench reshuffle, Mr. Albanese says the incident inspired him not to take the easy option.
This reshuffle is about Australians getting the most out of Labor. The easy choice to make is to not make many changes and just keep things as they are. I'm absolutely determined, and events this year have reinforced my view that I will do the right thing, not necessarily the easy thing. This is the strongest team to form an Albanese Labor government.
A childcare announcement was derailed by speculation around his shadow ministry shake-up. Reports suggest there is a growing feeling within caucus that the opposition is meandering towards a fourth straight defeat. That left him with no choice but to bring forward the reshuffle announcement. Current Shadow Health Minister Chris Bowen is to take up the climate change and energy portfolio, a contentious responsibility within the party. The appointment aims to counter restlessness on the right, led by rebel backbencher Joel Fitzgibbon.
Obviously, I welcome the change in the climate change and energy portfolio. We want to take meaningful action on climate change, the Labor Party, but you can only do that in office, and I think the change will enhance our electoral prospects. That it's not enough to change the jockey. You need to change the policy direction and the narrative. We need a meaningful climate change policy that doesn't leave people threatened in terms of their economic security. We should reaffirm our commitment to net zero emissions by 2050.
After 8 years in the role, the current climate spokesperson, Mark Butler, a member of the party's left faction, is directly swapping roles into Mr. Bowen's health portfolio. Mr. Albanese is downplaying the switch, saying it had nothing to do with easing pressure on his leadership, and denied it will see a softening of Labor's climate change targets.
No, well, that's up to you. What the nonsense, frankly, that some of you from time to time write. But there's no basis for it. Chris Bowen has a very strong position on climate change. I have a strong position on climate change. There is no way that a Labor government that I lead won't take action on climate change. Zero possibility.
In another exchange, Brendan O'Connor will take over defence from Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles. Mr. Marles picks up science, employment and small business while gaining a newly created portfolio called National Reconstruction. Richard Marles says the work ahead for this new team is exciting.
He's given all of us an opportunity to take on new challenges in the run from here through to the next election. And that's a very exciting challenge for me indeed. I want to acknowledge our economics team and the work that's been done by Jim Chalmers, Katie Gallagher and everyone in the economics team, and particularly the work that has been done by Brendan O'Connor. And as Anthony said, Brendan is going to do a fine job as the Shadow Defence Minister of our country.
Julie Collins moves from ageing seniors and women into the agriculture portfolio, which was formerly held by Ed Husic. Mr. Husic inherits industry and innovation, while Madeleine King picks up resources and also keeps trade. Labor's Deputy Senate Leader Christina Keneally has been appointed Shadow Spokeswoman for Government Accountability.
Christina Keneally is someone of courage. She's someone who calls things as they are, and she'll be holding the government to account across the board for the rorts, the abusive process, for the fact that we have a government that thinks that taxpayers' money is the same as Liberal Party and National Party money.
Tanya Plibersek retains the education portfolio and picks up the portfolio for women. With a federal election foreshadowed for later this year, Mr. Albanese is hoping his new-look frontbench lineup will put him in a winning position.
I'm interested, not so much in being in opposition on what titles people have. I'm interested in getting rid of the one word that's the bad word from the titles of the people I'm about to inform you. And that one really bad word is shadow. I want to remove that, and I want to move us to the corridor down the end of this building.
The shifting of key personnel comes within days of Federal Parliament resuming for the year. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.